Paxton opinion, protecting high school sports from competitors abusing dangerous gender transition drugs. Texas border business. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton issued an opinion detailing that an alleged gender transition is not a valid medical purpose for student athletes to take steroids and that the University Interscholastic League, UIL, should prohibit students abusing such drugs from competitions. In response to an expedited opinion request from Texas Education Agency Commissioner Mike Morath, Attorney General Paxton explained that students competing in athletic competitions may not take steroids, including testosterone, unless there is a valid medical purpose under the Texas Education Code. Additionally, claims of undergoing a gender transition in no way fall under the medical exception. If UIL has valid suspicions that a student is taking banned steroids for any reason, including a purported gender transition, the UIL is obligated to investigate that student's eligibility. Student athletes must prove eligibility by a preponderance of the evidence before being allowed to participate in UIL competitions. Texas law is designed to protect student athletes from competing against people taking performance-enhancing drugs under radical gender transition theories, said Attorney General Paxton. In America, we recognize that there are only two unchangeable genders, male and female. All schools must uphold their obligations and ensure students have safe and fair competitions. To read the opinion, click here.